And call the McLean County Board to order, please. We have invocation by Member Butler, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. Father, we gather here this morning as your creation. We praise you for your wisdom and power in creating us in your image and as individuals that you even know us by name, Lord. We pray that our unity as a community will be strong. Give us your guidance, wisdom, and protection. Help us to see each other as individuals created for your purpose and that we each bring strength to the table. Please give us the grace to treat each other as you treat us with love, patience, and forgiveness. And please bless, Lord, our troops overseas who are protecting us in the far reaches of the world. And we also pray, Lord, for protection, your protection for local law enforcement officials and fire departments, all the people that respond to emergencies. Lord, bless our time here, and may your face shine upon us and be gracious to us, and give us your peace. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Gordon. Hasselton. McIntyre. Moss. Knuckles. O'Connor. Owens. Rakauskas. Rankin. Renner. Segabiano. Soldner. Wendt. Walrab. Ahart. Bostic. Butler. Casely. Cavallini. Sorensen.
Present. 20 members present. We have a quorum. We have a request from a member of the public, Ms. Ann McGowan. Please to the podium and welcome.
Mr. Sorensen and members of the McLean County Board, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you about the building of the Enbridge Pipeline. Enbridge pipelines have leaked and spilled elsewhere, and I'd like to see us prevent that here. When oil leaks into soil, the contamination tends to pool around the leak. But when oil leaks into running water, the contamination travels with the water, sometimes undetected. Contamination in a waterway upstream of a drinking water supply is a public health hazard. Lake Bloomington, the city's basic source of drinking water, is fed by Money Creek, the major tributary. At the proposed pipeline crossing of Money Creek, east of the bridge, adjacent landowners say the creek bed is only dry during severe drought. It's seldom dry. That should be the official term. The Mackinac River is one of the healthiest in the country. Its health is carefully tended by adjacent landowners, the Parklands Foundation, the Nature Conservancy. Pumps can add Mackinac River water to Lake Evergreen, Bloomington's secondary water supply. As a concerned citizen, I'm asking other citizens to join me in requesting Enbridge and PHMSA, the Federal Regulatory Agency, to designate our stream crossings high consequence areas, which holds the company to higher construction and monitoring standards. But we citizens can only request. You, as the governing body of McLean County, have the power to insist on these high consequence area HCA designations. You can also empower our county inspectors to monitor construction and subsequent water and soil quality throughout the length of the pipeline's use. I urge you to take these three steps. One, demand high consequence areas, HCAs, designations at the pipeline crossings of the Mackinac River and Money Creek. Two, empower county inspectors to monitor constructions and stop work immediately if irregularities occur. And then continue to monitor water and soil quality and stop transmission at the first sign of a leak or spill, as long as the pipeline is in operation. And third, set up a rapid response mechanism with Enbridge to enable quick repair and remediation in case a leak or spill does occur. I'll keep contacting fellow citizens and ask them to join me in my request, but I'll sleep better at night if I know you are going to take preventive action to make sure the pipeline is just as safe as possible. Thank you for your time and attention to our concern for McLean County's health.
Are there any questions from the board members of Ms. McGowan? No.
Well,
Mr. Butler?
Yeah, you talked about leaks. How many leaks are we talking about?
We don't know. There have been many leaks in other places, and if you would like documentation of that, I can provide it. A recent one was just reported to me this morning of a leak in Wisconsin that got into groundwater. Oh, no, they don't want leaks. No oil companies want leaks. It's loss of product for them. And they have to stop transmission. They have to repair. They don't want it, believe me. But there is no oil company going that doesn't have leaks. I'm not saying Enbridge is any worse than anybody else, but leaks happen.
Use your microphone, please, Ann. Yeah.
The standards that you're talking about, have they experienced leaks with those upgraded standards, and how would we know that that would go any further in preventing those?
Well, it would have to go further in preventing it because it's a much sturdier construction, and also they have to monitor it more often. As you just heard, I'm asking that we monitor too. It's our health, it's our county, it's our land on which we depend, and our water.
Mr. Kaisler.
I'd like to move that this be referred to the Land Use and Development Committee for study and report back to the board.
We've got a second. I think I absolutely support that. I think it makes a lot of sense for McLean County, with one caveat, and that is that we can currently refer this to the state's attorney's office for some clarity around what county government's role is exactly in terms of these types of cases and situations. Perhaps then, with the help of Ms. McGowan and the state's attorney's office, provide some input to the Land Use Committee to think about this and to think about an appropriate county action. Is that okay with the chairman of the Land Use Committee?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
I had one question myself, unless there are others ahead of me.
I don't have anyone else ahead of you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify, and again from Ms. McGowan, we're talking here especially about Money Creek and the Mackinac being designated high consequence areas.
Correct.
So-called HCAs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we are in the same position as anyone else to request this or demand it?
You are in a better position.
We're in a better position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just want to, and we'll get to Jim in a second, just to clarify that I interpreted the motion correctly, that we are referring to land use and to the state's attorney's office.
I would accept that.
Okay. Mr. Sullner.
Yes, I was wondering, I think this is before the ICC right now. Is there a time issue we need to be concerned about?
I think that's a good question. First of all, it's my understanding the ICC has already ruled and granted eminent domain authority to Enbridge.
Excuse me. No, that's not correct.
No. Eric?
The current status is that the staff of the Illinois Commerce Commission, after reviewing similar issues and others, is recommending that the Enbridge pipeline be designated with a certificate in good standing, which would allow them to have government powers to use eminent domain to acquire land for an extension of a pipeline from Patoka, which is around Pontiac, just north of Pontiac to Patoka in southern Illinois. So staff has already made the recommendation that it should move forward at the state level. But the Commerce Commission itself has not yet considered or voted on the matter, and it's not known exactly when they will.
All right, so Mr. Sullender's question is still valid, and I don't know that any of us have the answer to that, and that is there a timeliness question associated with what we're being asked to consider by Ms. McGowan? And do you have a perspective on that?
I think Mr. Rood's perspective is the best we've got.
One addition, the evidentiary part of the process is closed. However, there may be time for public comment, which can be done in writing on the Internet, on their website, or from personal letter to the commission members. That time period may still be open. I'm not sure. But as far as introducing evidence, testimony under oath, that period of time has closed. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, comments by members of the board?
One other, Mr. Chairman, that occurs to me, Ms. McGowan, you may not know the answer to this. In fact, again, we all may be in question mode, not answer mode. Is there any kind of set rule that we know of that governs when designation of a high consequence area can happen?
That I don't know.
Is there, that's, mm-hmm. I said we're all in, I was right about being in question mode. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get that question out so that we can perhaps be thinking about that as well. Mm-hmm. And I'll gladly refer that to the state's attorney's office.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, any other questions or comments from members of the board? We have a motion and a second, Kaisley Renner, to refer this topic to both the Land Use Committee and the state's attorney's office. For some clarity and some discussion and regarding appropriate county board action. There being no other questions or comments, we'll call the vote. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. The motion passes. Thank you very much. We have the consent agenda as presented in our packet. Are there any items to be removed from consent? We have a motion, Segubiano, to approve consent as presented. Second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have Standing Committee's Executive Committee. Vice Chairman Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one item for action this morning. It's 7A, 1A, request approval of agreement with Sidwell Companies for GIS database services and information technologies, and I would so move.
We have a motion, Owens, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. General report for the Executive Committee will be found on 61 to 73 in your packet, along with the minutes of the Regional Planning Commission meeting on 74 to 76. I'll be glad to entertain any questions.
Are there any questions of Vice Chairman Owens of the Executive Committee? None heard. Thank you. Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Land Use and Development Committee brings no items for action to the board this morning.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Gordon of the Land Use and Development Committee? Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
I have two items for action. The first is a request approval of a parking lease agreement amendment with the City of Bloomington through Facilities Management, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second, Kaisley. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes.
In item 7CB1B is a request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the fiscal year 2009 combined annual budget and appropriation ordinance through General Fund 0001, Facilities Management Department 0041, and I so move.
Thank you. We have a motion, Bostic, second, Ahart. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And our general report appears on page 81 through 88.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Bostic of the Property Committee? None heard. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hosselton.
Mr. Chairman, and to all the ships at sea, the engineering companies of Illinois have notified Clark Dietz that McLean County and the County Highway Department have received a Special Achievement Award for the East Side Highway Corridor Study, and we thought that... That won't cover much of the road, but it's a nice. No names on there either. The Highway Department has two items, and basically I'm going to plug them together because they are involve the same projects but out of different funds. Request approval of the McLean Highway Department. You'll have to excuse me. I've got some medication. McLean County Highway Department Fund 0122, and from the second one is from the Highway Department Fund 123. And these are for unappropriated projects that ran over, and we filled them up to make all the payments. And I so move.
We have a motion, Hockleton, second, Soldner. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And the balance, lost my page. We have some other items for general, for your information. Please read it. It's light reading, boys and girls. And it's from pages 93 to 102.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Hosselton of the Transportation Committee? Not heard. Thank you. Finance Committee, Chairman Owens.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have several items for action this morning. For finances, E1A is a request approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board amending the 2009 Combined Annual Budget and Appropriation Ordinance through the County Auditor's Office, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes.
Thank you. E1B is a request approval of ordinance transferring monies from the County General Fund to the Children's Advocacy Center Fund 0129, the FICA Social Security Fund 0130, the IMRF Fund 0131, and the Tort Judgment Fund 0135 for fiscal year 2009 from the County Administrator's Office, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes.
Thank you. E1C is a request approval of a resolution transferring monies from the Working Cash Fund 0002 to the FICA Social Security Fund 0130, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. E1D is request approval of ordinance transferring monies from the TB Care and Treatment Fund 0111 and the Health Department Fund 0112 to the Persons with Developmental Disabilities Fund 0110 for fiscal year 2009 through the County Administrator's Office, and I'd so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Thank you. E1E is a request approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board amending Chapter 10 of the McLean County Code through the County Administrator's Office, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Yeah.
Mr. Wendt?
Yes, I would like to have some clarification on some of the language in the thing. Just reading through it, the one that really popped out to me was this one that says discussing the lawful private lives of other county employees within the workplace.
Mr. Wendt, could you please point out which page are you on so that the members
page
can
120.
Follow?
Page 120. And I think, you know, going through the whole thing and reading it, I think there's a lot of things that need to be expanded on what we're doing here and what the different words mean. But that one particularly, discussing the lawful private lives of other county employees within the workplace, to me seems to be very vague as far as what we're talking about is what can we talk about in the workplace. And I would propose and will move that this be sent back to the committee to study further and give us more explanation on the wording of it.
Are you making that a motion right now?
Yes, I'd like to make that a motion, right.
A substitute motion. So we've got a substitute motion offered by Member Wendt to refer this topic back to the Finance Committee. Is that correct?
Right.
Is there a second for that motion? I'm looking for a second.
Are I would second it and
we,
speak to
we
it.
We have a second. Segobiano, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, and I have some questions on this as well. And if we look on page 115, item 10.10, right there it says clarifying position in county services. And then the third one, assisting in the recruitment of person for county services. You know, we make a lot of appointments in this county, and they act as our representative. They are not the elected officials. We have the final decision, but nowhere in here does it mention about the appointments that we make who serve in the capacity as our representative to certain boards. And the same thing applies over in on page 120 that Mr. Wendt was referring to. And if we'll look at, you know, the one item, gross misconduct, other than that, those items listed above, and then it goes on into item E, and it says it's not totally comprehensive. The only thing that does not address in here, it certainly talks about the county board members per se, and certainly mentions county employees. But it evades the question, what happens to our appointees who may violate some standards of county government? And there again, representing we, the county board, as the elected officials who have the final decision. So somewhere in this document, I feel that our appointees should come under the same scrutiny as our employees, because they are a quasi-employee of the county acting in our behalf. So I would gladly second Mr. Wendt's motion and have this go back for further discussion.
Hold on. A couple of clarifying points. And I'm not challenging your perspective at all, but both of your examples, your first two examples, were actually things that are currently in the policies and are not part of the amendments.
And I'm talking about the entire package.
Okay.
Those things I want to bring out, and I think it needs to be specifically pointed out when we say gross misconduct. I think that has to be, you know, a more clarified statement.
All right, and that's fair. Your third point actually, I think, is attempted to address under Section 10.12-1 regarding special commissions and appointees. Whether or not it's covered to the extent appropriate, that's, I guess, a matter for debate and discussion. So, Mr. Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to raise a point of clarification with regard to Member Wendt's motion. I had the impression initially that he was referring perhaps to referring back the one provision on page 120. I guess I need to ask him if he was intending to have the whole thing referred back or basically excising out the discussing the lawful private lives, etc.
I think in terms of parliamentary procedure, he has offered a substitute motion to the entire motion from
back.
Finance, which was all of the amendments
to refer right. back to finance.
That's my understanding.
Is that your intent, Mr. Wendt?
Yes, to get the clarification on all
okay. All right. Thank you. That was my only question.
Right. Other questions, comments, or discussion? Mr. Moss.
I would just like to point out an error in the minutes of the Finance Committee from February 4th. If you look on page 156, around the middle of the page, it defines sexual orientation. The second sentence says sexual orientation does include a physical or sexual attraction to a minor by an adult. The word not should follow the word does. It makes an important clarification. Insert the word not after the word does. Thank you.
I guess I'll point out at this point that these minutes have not been approved by the Finance Committee. Therefore, are here for informational purposes only. Appreciate Mr. Moss's comments. Would encourage the Finance Committee to officially make that correction in the minutes at their next regular meeting. Other questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. We have a substitute motion on the floor made by Member Wendt, seconded by Member Segobiano, to refer item E1F. I'm sorry, E1E, back to the Finance Committee for further deliberation. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? Member Bostic.
If we refer this ordinance back, we still have a standing ordinance in place that supersedes this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is an amendment to a current ordinance.
Okay.
That current ordinance already refers to Illinois state law as being kind of our guiding principle. My perception is this is an attempt to clarify and consolidate some of those thoughts. But we are still covered under the appropriate Illinois laws and everything else and our existing ordinance. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? All right, we've got a motion, Wendt Segoviano, to refer item E1E back to the Finance Committee for further discussion. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I'm going to request the clerk for a roll call, please. A yes vote is to send this back to finance. A no vote is to return to the original motion on the floor of the board. A yes vote will send this item, E1E, back to finance for further discussion. A no vote will return E1E to the floor of the board for further discussion. Please call the roll.
Okay. All right. Gordon?
No.
Hasselton?
Yes.
McIntyre?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Knuckles?
Yes.
O'Connor?
No.
Owens? Rakowskis?
Yes.
Rankin?
No.
Renner?
No.
Segoviano?
Yes.
Soldner?
Yes.
Wendt?
Yes.
Walrab?
No.
Ahart?
No.
Bostic?
No.
Butler?
Yes.
Kaisley?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Cavallini?
Yes.
Did you want to vote, Mr. Sorensen?
No. 11 to 8.
Yes.
The vote is 11 to 8 to return this issue to the Finance Committee. Mr. Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. E1F is a request approval of a resolution of the McLean County Board approving the CDAP revolving loan application submitted by Watershed Foods, LLC in Gridley, Illinois, through the County Administrator's Office, and I would so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you. Our general report for the Finance Committee can be found on pages 141 to 161. And again, I would just encourage those members that have questions regarding the item going back. Again, our meeting for finance is the first Wednesday at 4 o'clock in this room. I would encourage those that have specific questions to please be in attendance, and any member is always welcome at that meeting as well.
I appreciate that comment, Chairman Owens. I think I would also caution you and your committee to make sure that if you're going to have these conversations, they should be very broad and welcoming. Everybody who has a perspective on this topic should be invited to participate.
Absolutely. Anyone is welcome to come to the finance, and if they have questions or comments, and I will be glad to recognize them.
All right. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings several items for action. Item F1A and B I'd like to group together. Request approval of an amendment to the contract between the 11th Judicial Circuit, the County of McLean, and the Children's Foundation for the Children's Waiting Room in the Circuit Court's Office. And item F1B, request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County Fiscal Year 2009 Combined Annual Appropriation Ordinance and Budget Ordinance for the Child Waiting Room, Fund 0171. And I so move them as a group.
We have a motion, Renner, second, O'Connor. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Aye. Passes. What? Excuse me?
Yeah, or against it.
Recorded. Chairman Renner.
And I'd like to also group items F1C and D together. Item F1C is request approval of an amendment to the contract between David N. Rumley, Special Public Defender in the Public Defender's Office, and F1D, request approval of a contract between David N. Rumley, Special Public Defender, and the Public Defender's Office, and I so move those together.
We have a motion, Renner, second, McIntyre. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And our general report is found on pages 175 through 192.
Are there any questions for Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee? None heard. Thank you. Report of the County Administrator, Mr. Zunick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. County Board orientation session is scheduled to start immediately following this meeting for anyone that is going to be able to stay. Since it's just past 9:30, hopefully we could get started by 9:50, 10 minutes to 10, have a 20-minute break, and then get started. We have a full agenda. We'd like to try and hopefully be finished before the noon hour. And other than that, I'd be happy to take any questions that board members might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions of the County Administrator's Office? None heard. We have bills. We have 2008 bills totaling $1,148,610.22. And I'll take a motion to approve the 2008 bills. Motion, Owen, second, Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And we have 2009 bills. Totaling $5,115,535.37. Is there a motion to pay those bills? Motion, Cavallini, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We are adjourned. I'll invite people to hang around here in 20 minutes for our County Board orientation.